continues. For those of you who are just joining us, thank you for spending some time learning about what's going on in the world from one perspective or another. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, noted board-certified NUCA proctologist.
Proctologist?
No, I purposely used a different vowel just for you. He's a proctologist, not a proctologist. There's an A there instead of an O.
It depends what part of the country.
Is that a word?
What, proctologist?
Proctologist.
Yes, it is, Rich. I have just declared, in association with Wikipedia and Webster's New World Dictionary, that proctologist is a word, in fact.
Yes, you especially in Framingham.
Yes, in, yeah. Right, exactly.
Dudley's Seeing, Dictionary.
I'm becoming the czar of Framingham. Then we'll have something to work on here. All right, so one of the things at DougSteffen.com today has to do with a way to boost your brain power. There's a new study that suggests that talking to yourself may actually be good for lots of things,
really?
Including your brain, thinking, perception, research value. I don't know about you, but I know you'll find this hard to believe, but from time to time, I catch myself talking to myself. And then I really think, well, I'm not really talking to myself, I'm talking to Charlotte. Charlotte is a great conversationalist. She listens to everything that I say, and she doesn't argue with me. She accepts everything that I have to say.
Imagine that.
Could be better than that.
Yeah, but for all you know, inside she's going, shut up. Shut up.
She looks
yeah,
at me,
you
those
never shut
eyes.
Up. You keep talking. Just be quiet.
Uh-huh. All right. So that's Richie seething inside.
Why do you think she has so much gas?
That's a thought. I hadn't given that too much thought, Rich, actually.
Maybe she's trying to tell you something.
All right. So what is it that actually makes... We've had, over the last year or so, since I had my brain work done, my brain test, a lot of discussion about the brain and whether or not talking to yourself, Bruce, brain, there it is, brain power. Jack, what really is good? There are supplements around. There are things that people can take or do that does increase the ability of your brain not only to function in the here and now, but to protect it from falling apart as you get older.
Well, there's a couple of things right off the bat. Number one, it needs good fats. The dry weight of the brain is 60% fat, so the replacement for that fat's got to come from somewhere.
All right, so let me stop you right there. What do you say? I think we had sort of, we touched on this a few weeks ago, and Pam Popper, who was on the program and this time on Monday, said that she thought, we talked about fish oils and stuff, she said she thought we ought not to be taking those because all oils are bad. And I think I can't remember whether I asked you about it or Ken about it, frankly, but I'm figuring both of you will disagree.
Well, of course I'll disagree, but you could, a lot of the oils, I'll agree with her in this respect. Most of the oils we take in our daily American diet are bad because they're overprocessed, they're bleached, they're the commercial oils that are in commercial salad dressings, they're the oils that are in salad dressings in restaurants. They're the oils that are in fried foods at convenience stores. All of those, I agree 100% with her, have nothing to do with our diets.
Mm-hmm.
The good oils are the animal fat-derived oils. But even that you can overdo. And there's plenty of research to substantiate that. Now, I know she's really down on animal flesh.
Yes.
The one of the main staples of human survival for the millions of years we've been on this planet, regardless of famine and other kinds of problems, there was always a food source that was here to keep us alive.
What's the new diet craze? Isn't it called caveman? Isn't there a caveman diet?
Well, it's the paleo,
yes, for a while.
The Paleolithic diet. The caveman diet, the hunter-gatherer diet. And one of the reasons why the hunter-gatherer Paleolithic caveman diet has received the attention that it does is that whenever they find the mummified remains of those who were the hunter-gatherers, when they do analysis, the bones are as hard as steel. The flesh still has, even though it's frozen and it's been mummified, they can still do DNA typing, they can do blood typing, they can do other kinds of marker research in the blood to determine if they were suffering from disease or what kind of disease processes were going on. Now, they take those results against the results of the mummies that come from the Egyptians or other mummies that came from agricultural-based societies. Bones are full of osteoporosis. They're full of arthritis. Wherever there were societies that grew the local grain and ate the local grain and started having some kind of a civilized type of food-based society, their bones were all in pieces. And the same thing is today. You know, you compare the Paleolithic mummies, bones of steel. We can't even get a woman 50 years old today to have decent skeleton in this society unless they go out of their way and make sure they try to go as raw as much as possible. That's another thing I'll agree with Dr. Popper on. We want to be as raw as much as possible. It's the overcooking, the over-preparation, all of the extra things that are put into our food supply that nature never put there to give a shelf life that is destroying the health. So as far as the brain is concerned, I don't think we've changed hardly at all in the last 10,000 generations that we've been alive on this planet, that we're going to still need the same kinds of things that we've always needed. Mary just had a recent blood test. My wife, you know Mary.
Mary, the wife, yes.
She just had a recent comprehensive blood test for a very expensive life insurance policy. And she loads herself with the right kinds of oils every day, most of them plant-based oils, mm-hmm. but some animal oils as well, fish oils, that are processed correctly. For a 50-year-old woman, I have never, ever seen a better-looking blood report than what she just received.
Not to mention the fact she's pretty good-looking on the outside as well as on the inside.
You got that right.
I don't understand the whole thing with you and her, but that's another story for another time. Yeah, we're talking to Dr. Jack Stockwell about brain health, brain power, and let's spend a minute. And actually, when we come back, I want to talk more about the way to lose weight. The prescribed way that a lot of you are talking about, because summer is so close, you're looking around to see what the options are. Your search is now officially over. I declare it to be
so. 26 pounds, I'll tell you how.
Jack is losing 26 pounds. Well, here's a way that you can get on the bandwagon. It's a product called TH121. TH121 contains natural ingredients that are shown to reduce the unwanted cravings that you get, and they also burn the fat. That's what I like about this product. It's a double duty sort of a thing. There are not any stimulants in it, excessive caffeine, all that sort of thing. Plus, what they do, they turn your cells into fat and sugar burning factories. Very simply put, this is the best product. So many people recommend it. And if you'd like a free 30-day supply of TH121 with a purchase of a bottle at regular prices, call now, 800-525-2710. I have been on this for a couple of weeks. I do it in addition to changing my diet, and actually I'm much more active on the farm. I'm down like 6-7 pounds. Can you tell, Heather, that I'm down to...
I was just talking about it.
Really?
Oh, my God. Charlotte and I?
Yeah, okay, good. 800-525-2710. Results are guaranteed with TH121 or your money back. It's terrific health. Help yourself to losing the weight the safe way.
Sounds like a perfect marriage.
What? Charlotte?
Dropping the urge at the same time burning the fat. I mean, what better marriage could you get?
Yeah, right. And that's the whole thing. It makes sense. This helps you do what you're going to be doing on your own. Again, exercise, eating the right foods, taking TH121, you're going to look so much better, so much more quickly, and then maintain it with TH121, which you get at 800-525-2710.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Honda's really big sales event is here. Big deals. Big inventory. We have so many new Hondas, the universe had to expand just to make room. Want proof? Sorry, I can't help you there. I'm no astrophysicist. Not yet. All I know is we have tons of Hondas to choose from, including the Accord. Car and Driver's 10 Best to Record 26 times. Well-qualified buyers can get the Accord with 0.9% APR financing. Right now, at your Honda dealer.
Car and Driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in 50 states. Nationwide licensing.
Okay. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, board-certified NUCCA practitioner. Also, if you see his picture at DougStevin.com, you'll see it looks a lot like actor Sterling Hayden. For those of you who think you're looking at an actor, it's actually Jack, who has lost a good deal of weight. We were talking about that before with TH121. So what have you applied? What principles are you applying? What can you pass on to people about doing this the healthy way? Because sometimes losing weight can be very harmful to your health.
Well, mostly just getting rid of the sugary stuff, getting rid of the processed foods that have sugar in them, in the sense of soft drinks and prepared foods, and just cutting back on the portions. You know, instead, your brain has this wonderful, in the hypothalamus area, has this wonderful satiety monitoring thing that just says, good boy, good boy, good girl, when you stuff yourself. And the more you can get away from that kind of eating food and getting your emotional comfort from eating food and getting back to some kind of sensible level of eating, all of a sudden, the way you were wired from the very beginning starts to take back over and the weight just falls off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at this TH21 that you're talking about, what a perfect marriage.
Yep. Yeah, it is. It's a great idea. Everybody needs a little extra help. And that's kind of what that is all about. Check out Jack Stockwell's website, which cleverly is jackstockwell.com, and find out about what's going on in the food department, lots of different things. I thank you, Jack, for your expertise. 21 minutes after on Good Day.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Jackson, if I want to be. ABC.
That ain't Michael Jackson.
You and me. Beep, boop, beep, beep, ba da ba ba. Crank it up, Richie. The country on this date in 1970 playing the new number one song from the Jackson 5.
Wow, 1970.
It was introduced the week before. So it took 1 week for this song to get to the top. 1 week for ABC to become number one. It was the second of four songs they did. It went to number one. I Want You Back was the first one. One of 23 hits for Maiko, Tito, Jackie, Jermaine, and Marlon. Now, this song was knocked out of first place, Richie, by American Woman.
Really?
Guess who? Yes. Right. I'm Casey Kasem, and the countdown continues. Yeah. All right. So we have, speaking of audio, as this is a radio program, although we're working hard to get you some video components. The video of the day today at DougStephan.com features a dog that sings.
Yesterday.
Oh, is that yesterday? Oh, it is yesterday, yes. Yeah. We've got, what do we have today? Don't we have something else we have?
Today is the pictures of the kid from birth to 12 years old.
Oh, right. All right, so anyway, this is from yesterday's video of the day. A dog that sings as he plays.
Sounds like a haunted house.
A miniature piano.
This is hysterical.
You have to watch it, though, for the full effect. Jennifer's stupid cat can do this.
She want a bed?
Yeah.
A stupid cat would eat you.
Huh? Yeah.
He sits at the little teeny piano.
A little piano.
And then plays it. Yeah. It hits it and then sings after he gets a couple notes.
You know, I actually have a friend who has a dog that sings when she plays piano.
Yeah. Charlotte would sing with me. If I start singing, Charlotte would come over.
I've never heard Charlotte sing with you.
If we could get this, if she was actually listening.
This is so funny.
I want to invite the dog over for, like, dinner parties or something. I love it. He's so cute.
Yeah, very cute. The trip to the hospital that many of you may have to make. Sadly, if there's a...
Like right now, because I'm bleeding while I talk to you.
Jennifer cut herself in the shower, so...
I did.
They have to send the paramedics over. right. If you go to the hospital, the best thing for you to do to make yourself feel well is to bring your radio. Researchers have found that when you have to undergo a surgical procedure, listening to your favorite kind of music will help you relax and keep anxiety in check. Makes good sense, doesn't it, when you think about it? Music is good. Think about what we just did, playing ABC, how all of you got up for the occasion. It's really a very cool thing. So there we have that. And it seemed to me there was one other musical item, but I can't remember what it is, so it's not important. If I can't remember it, it can't be important. The study that indicates how to boost your brain power brings us around to today's poll at DougStephan.com. Do you talk to yourself? Talking to yourself, according to this story, makes it
all
better
day
for
long.
Your brain. Right, exactly. Do you talk to yourself? A, yes. B, yep. Once in a while. C, only in my sleep. D, no. All right. Heather, you? Yes?
Oh, my God. It reminds me of one time my mother, I was talking about how, yeah, I talk to myself. I talk to myself all the time. I just do it in my head. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah, so you think?
You think? You think? All right, but where's Roberta? Roberta, you talk to yourself? I know the answer to this. And the answer
all was, the time.
Yeah. Right.
And I usually tell myself, you're so dumb, you lost your keys again, you moron.
Yeah, but see, that's not the good
stuff like that.
That isn't the right
laugh.
Thing. That reinforces, really, thoughts are things, words are things. When you say stuff like that, it sort of brings you around into the fold. I don't want you in that fold. I want you to be healthy and happy. And
yeah, Roberta, I'll do the same thing, but then I yell at myself for yelling at myself. Heather,
right.
Don't talk to yourself
don't
like
talk
that.
Don't talk to yourself like that. Do
that's
not.
Bad.
All right, Hennifer. Hey, Jennifer?
Hennifer!
Yes, I tell myself jokes all day. I walk around giggling, laughing.
Right. Richie, oh, yeah. You talk to you? I don't know that.
No, you Richie people are crazy.
You too. You
are all
liar.
Nuts. No, I do not talk to myself.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
Calling the paddy wagon on you all.
Right, good for you. Make sure you get the
Cuckoo.
Paddy out for. 29 past the hour on Good Day.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on a gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 27 before the new hour. Heather Bachman is here, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasinelli with a C, and let's see who else. Oh, Jennifer Horn is bleeding to death.
I'm here.
They're sending the paramedics.
She's still there. Good. Oh, still bleeding, by the way, just to let you know.
Oh, I've cut the dickens out of it this time, haven't I?
Really? How do you cut your knuckle in the shower? I mean, that took some pressure.
It's no problem for me because my knuckles drag on the ground.
Oh, that's right.
Happy to tell you. I pick up all kinds of
high
things.
High forehead, low knuckles.
Problem. There's a wonderful video at DougSteffen.com today which attests to the fact that children grow up so quickly. This is from 0 to 12 in 2 minutes. That's maybe a little fast, but it sort of presents a very interesting life. I've seen a couple of these, and they're really, really very well done. Kind of cute. So if you want to follow, and you'll think when you look at this of your own child and what happened when. I mean, I think about this all the time. And I think my daughter is 38 years old. It's almost more than I can comprehend. Thinking, especially when you look, if you're surrounded by pictures of your children, which is, I think, a healthy way for them to get good. See, I think people always talk about self-esteem, and they normally don't, I don't think, get it. They don't get the real gist of it. You don't have to do anything other than make them feel like they are a part of the world, like they're loved. And one of the great ways to do that is put up pictures of each other. So they see, when the kids come home now, they look at these pictures and they kind of chuckle. Or when they see them around, they don't put up, they have no pictures of themselves other than the current pictures. Brendan has zero pictures of himself in his little apartment. He has a few pictures of a few of his friends, his mother, me, Megan, but that's about it. Megan has pictures of her and her husband and the family and stuff, but they're all contemporary. There are very few of them they go back to when they were younger. And I don't know whether I'm the only one. I mean, if Heather works in here, she sees what I have all over the place.
I love pictures. I love it.
Yeah, all over the place of all facets of our lives. I think that's a healthy way for us to get a feel and just sort of accept what's going to happen. Everybody's growing up, and yeah, there are a few wrinkles. There. Megan has a couple of wrinkles on her face, and so is Brendan. And I look at Brendan; he's had a little gray hair. And it's just, you know, it's a little distressing, but it is what it is.
You know what this makes me think about, though?
What's that, Rich?
The fact that this kid will be able to chronicle their life through this video from 0 to 12, and it'll probably keep going.
Yeah.
But think about, what was it, George Carlin, and the bit that he used to do on instant pictures, or one-hour photos.
Yeah.
How nostalgic can it be? It was only an hour ago, you know, he used to say.
Right, it seems like.
And think about, you know, I guess when I was growing up, I have pictures of me along the years. But, you know, I don't know, here's a few pictures of me when I was six. Here's a few pictures of me when I was nine or ten or something like that. But nowadays, my kids, pretty much, I don't know that they will have a year or a month where there is some picture that is not kept to them. I mean, you know, I have thousands
so
and
many
thousands
of
pictures.
Because of the iPad, these smartphones, and so many.
Because of the smartphones and Facebook and Flickr and all that stuff. But, you know, what does that do for you mentally when you look back upon your life and you can remember every single instance because you have a snapshot of it? As opposed to Doug, you, I mean, how many pictures of you do you have from 0 to 21, let's say?
Of me?
Yes.
I may have a few in the den of me when I was younger comparing as a
30 to 50 pictures, 100?
At the most.
Right.
At the most.
Roberta?
Some pictures my sister found that she and Tony were working on to put sort of an album together, but I have 30, 40, maybe 50. Roberta, how many have you got? Of when you were a child from, let's say, the same age, Brad, from when you were born to 12?
Yeah. I've got hundreds.
Have you?
Hundreds of black and white photos, yes.
Yeah. All right. And what have you done with them?
Absolutely wonderful.
What do you do with them?
Right now, you know, I plan on scanning them all in so I have digital copies of them all.
Yeah.
Right now they're all in a box. I mean, I've got literally thousands of photographs, some dating back to 1860.
Have you?
You were born in
1860.
You look
perfect.
Of family members.
Didn't take long for us all to jump out of them.
Yeah.
All right. What about you? The Heb is younger. Well, no, Jennifer is too. You have, Jennifer has, actually, Jennifer and her neighbor, her house needs the pictures on the wall in order for the walls not to collapse. That's how she holds.
My house is cute. You can make fun of my neighborhood, but my house is cute.
You're cute. Actually, your house is cute. I remember breaking into it. And leaving something on
I was napping on the couch. It was funny.
It was kind of funny.
I have a lot of pictures from when I was a baby, but, you know, most of them are still at my mom's house.
Nah.
It's not like I just...
But there are. There are.
Yes, there are lots of pictures.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, you know, and we have a lot of family photos.
You know what would like to have, and I don't have, we have them of my children. As part of the audio log, I used to take lots of video. I had a video camera. I used to take lots of video of the kids, and it's around compiled. Tony actually had them put on a disc.
Oh, good. Yeah, you have to do that.
But they're around, and so I remember the children's voices as they were younger. I don't remember what I sounded like. Of course, you don't really ever hear yourself the way you hear yourself from inside, so you don't know what other people are really hearing, unless you hear it played back, like what we do for a living.
And doesn't it freak you out when you hear yourself back?
Well, it's
different.
Because
it doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
You know,
and so it would be nice to have that audio chronicle of us, and I don't know whether, Richie, if you have the younger folks here, maybe from Richie down. I don't know, Roberta, you may have some from when you were younger.
Yeah, no, I do. My mother used to do something really strange. She used to take a cassette tape player and put it on record and stick it on the dining room table when we had Sunday dinner. And now I'm finding these amazing tapes.
It's like having dinner with Nixon.
I found one the other day of people who are long dead, and I played it, and it was just eerie. It was like, oh, my goodness. I'd almost forgotten what their voices sounded like.
How do you save your memories? 800-510-8255. Certainly an interesting exercise.
I will tell you, when my dad died, I was, you know, you go, you make the little video to play at the, you know, at the whatever. And I was able to find a couple pieces of video from when we went out and played golf, and he and my brothers and I, and, you know, we'd be goofing around or whatever. And I wish I had more.
Hmm.
And it makes you think of your parents and how much you have to remember their voice. Yeah, sure, we all have pictures and everything. Mm-hmm. But how much do you have to remember what they sound like or what their mannerisms and everything were? Mm-hmm. And so now, you know, when the kids are with my mom, I'm like taking videos. She's like, stop that. Because she knows what I'm doing. She's like, I'm not going to die.
Yeah. All right, this is it's a good exercise. Speaking of exercise, the Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, with all of her deals. She's got deals from Starbucks and Curbs and a lot more. You may check that out today, as you ought to every day, in the Queen of Cheap Box at DougStefan.com. Plus a little added bonus, Roberta.
Oh, this is an added bonus from Vitacost.com. In fact, if you go to their website right now, you'll see they have a $10 off special when you first sign up that you can use on all sorts of stuff. Because, you know, you could clip coupons, but that doesn't really save money because sometimes you clip coupons for stuff you don't want. Or you can go to Vitacost.com and experience something that they call Mominomics. Get it? Mom plus economics, Mominomics. And what you can do with Mominomics is you could get your better household essentials at Vitacost, your health and beauty products, your vitamins, your supplements. They even have natural and organic foods, and you can get it all at up to 50% off. Plus, Vitacost ships every order over $49 right to your door, absolutely free. That's my favorite part. So if you take your shopping list to Vitacost.com like I do, you can take the cost out of healthy living.
Check out also at DougStefan.com the supermarket guru Phil Lempert's tips on buying condiments in the supermarket. Do you ever, what do you buy? Pepper and salt and seasoning.
Ketchup,
mustard, pickles. There are things you ought to be aware of when you are buying all of those things. And you can check it out at DougStefan.com. There's a box next to the Queen of Cheap, a Better Living box. There are all kinds of things that are in there. And the thing about condiments is very prominent. Breakfast meals also there. Yogurt. Phil writes about yogurt, how to choose the right yogurts, the best yogurts, that kind of. It's all just helpful stuff. We're here to help you out on Good Day. The poll yesterday asked you how you paid most of your bills. What do we have? Do we have this on Facebook too, Jennifer? Heather, what did we do in terms of backing up? We have usually three or four things that we put, and oftentimes we duplicate the poll. So at least as far as the results at DougStefan.com are concerned, 43% of you who responded to this poll at DougStefan.com said you paid your bills with your check. 41% of you said online. Let's see, 9% said using credit cards. 6% said cash. And 1% said with an app on your smartphone.
Hmm.
So how does that, you paying your bills, Heather, how do you do that? How do you pay your bills generally?
When they're paid? No. Generally, I do a lot of mostly over the phone. I'm not really comfortable putting everything out online, but for some reason
Richie
I have that comfort feeling over the phone.
You know, it's funny.
Roberta and Richie, both
I'm
of you,
actually checking my account balance right now to see if some things went through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, okay, where's my account balance? On my phone.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here looking at my things right now.
I do my banking on the phone.
You do. Jennifer, what about you?
I do mostly all online.
Yep.
Almost everything.
I'm the only one who sends out checks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I send out checks as infrequently as I can.
You are more likely to get hacked than we are because somebody can grab those checks out of the mail.
Yeah. Right.
That's the number one way of identity theft.
No, it's not.
It is.
The number one way of identity theft is having hacked.
Nope. Yeah. You keep thinking that.
Yeah. I know that. I'm Mr. First, Fast, and Factual. I know those things. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Factual.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
I hit them.
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Buy details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
In a new study released today, parents report 1 in 3 children who play team sports sustain injuries severe enough to require medical treatment. According to the report, commissioned by Safe Kids Worldwide and Johnson & Johnson, parents and coaches have misperceptions that result in overuse injuries, dehydration, and repeated concussions. More education is needed. Safe Kids President and CEO, Kate Carr.
With simple precautions, we can keep our kids healthy and enjoying the benefits of sports. Kids should take 1 to 2 days off from sports each week and at least 2 months away from a specific sport every year to protect against overuse injuries, overtraining, and burnout. Make sure your kids drink water every 15 to 20 minutes during play, and if you suspect your child has had a concussion, take them out of the game until cleared by a physician. When in doubt, sit them out.
For more tips, visit safekids.org.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Doug Steffens, good day. 13 and a half before the hour. The resolution that I was talking about earlier today, you can hear some of the story in, hour two at DougSteffens.com. The story of the Framingham Town meeting, the resolution that was passed last night, which is similar to resolutions being passed all around the country by boards of selectmen, town meetings, city councils, state organizations are decrying the outrage of campaign contributions and election expenditures. So people are doing it. It's refreshing. It's wonderful. It's a great idea. And so ours passed last night. I'm a new member of town meeting, and I think 143 people there, and 117 voted for it. So that's pretty good indication. And the town meeting tends to be a little left of center in Framingham. So, but generally speaking, this is happening all over. And one of the other things that happened last night, and this maybe more points Richie to the town meeting being a little left of center, I'm going to keep quiet probably for this session. I'm not going to go up and start blabbering away as some people expect that I'm going to. I'm just going to sit there and watch and learn. But the one of the discussions that came up last night was a movement. There are block grants, federal funds that come to towns and cities that they use for various things. So there's $433,000 in this block grant that Framingham gets to use for educational purposes. And they had put aside $29,000 to teach non-English-speaking residents how to speak English. And what they found is that 84% of the people taking these courses were illegal. So this enraged certain members of town meeting to the point where they get up and they want to move from the budget, from that budget item to another one that's being used to help students in high school do better on tests so they can graduate, which for my money would be worth, 10 times, never mind $209,000. So the motion was made to move the money from the project that taught mostly illegals how to teach English to the fund that would teach high school kids or help them do better on their SATs and help them do better in languages and stuff so they get out of high school. There wasn't 20% support for that. Most of the members of town meeting voted to keep the money in the account that was going to teach the illegals how to speak English.
Wow.
I was like close to 80%. I voted for moving it. It's really astounding.
I can't believe you're keeping your mouth shut on this.
Well, because I'm new, I don't want to go. People know me. It's good because most of everybody knows who I am.
Who is this that he's doing that? That's good.
But I'd rather just. Other people are saying the same thing.
When were you ever bashful about stating your opinion?
In this circumstance, I want to be measured. What happened was what was necessary. I didn't need to be the motivator of this. It was a great idea.
People wouldn't take you as seriously, I think, if you jumped in.
Right, I think exactly. That's right. You just sit and listen and learn. But thanks for encouraging me to be a buffoon, Rich. It's great.
But I'm just asking you to be natural.
Be myself. Get up there and hoot and holler. Yep. I can do that here. This is the Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
Hi.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a very interesting experiment, which paid off as far as music and movies are concerned. We start off movie moments with movie music. This is Renee Zellweger from Chicago. Remember that? Who was in that? Richard Gere was in that. Lady
Catherine Zeta-Jones. Queen Latifah.
I mean, people sure remember won the Oscar for Best Picture.
It did?
It did, yeah.
Oh, I forgot that. Yeah. Anyway, she's not normally considered a singer, but she did pretty well with this, don't you think, Chucker?
She did absolutely very good. Richard Gere did great, too.
Yeah, it was a good movie for him. It was sort of out of cast, if you will, out of type. Good anyway. It was a refreshing, kind of entertaining movie. And a lot of people thought it was a chick flick, but not really. I think it had appeal. Didn't it have general appeal?
Was it?
No, Richie doesn't think.
Wouldn't know.
Yeah, of course not. You're a big man, Rich. I forgot.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for us to have our contest. Normally, I would say pass on this, but this is such a classic movie, even though we've certainly done it 4 or 5 times maybe over the course of this program. I mean, there's so many, there are what, 400 movies a year put out normally, Chucker, is that right?
No, really?
Yeah.
That many?
Yeah, I think it's about 400. Chucker, how many new movies come out normally in the course of a year?
That's a good question. You might be right if you count everything that goes
to DVD. Right,
video
yeah,
on demand,
right,
you know?
Yeah. Okay,
well,
so anyway.
Let's put it this way. There's way too much product in the marketplace,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Right. It's the same as too many morning radio programs. We should get rid of at least half of them, don't you think?
You might be comparing apple stars, but you might be right.
I think so, yeah. Okay, anyway. So the movie today stars Al Pacino, and maybe that helps give this away a little bit, although he's had a number of classic performances. He and De Niro always are considered among the top of the classic
caricatures of themselves.
Yeah. And aren't they in real life friends? Don't they live near each other some in New York? Is that true?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway.
I'm sure they're friends, though.
De Niro lives in New York. I'm not sure about Pacino.
Anyway, the point is that Pacino is starring in this movie. You got to figure out what the movie is. For the prize, we have 3 audio clips. Here's clip number 1.
This country, you've got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
Yeah, got it.
800-510-8255. Well, a lot of the movies he's been in, he's had that accent. He's come across as the typical Italian,
mm-hmm,
kind of what are they, whoppy kind of a sound, whatever it is.
Right.
We use it's a derogative. What do they do? Also, isn't that the term Dago? Is that
Dago?
In this movie, though, he's not Italian.
No, what is he?
But he does, I'm not gonna. That'll really give it away if I give it. If I give the people will know. If you don't know that movie, you don't know movies. You don't know Pacino.
800. So there it is. The gauntlet has been thrown down. 800-510-8255. All right, the calls begin to come in. Here's the next clue.
I always tell the truth, even when I lie.
Nah.
All right, and here it comes. Say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my little friend.
800-510-8255. Richie, do we need some time?
Nope, Chucker time.
Chucker, we have movie news time, pal. Let's go.
All right, Doug, Rich's favorite actor, Sean Penn, is in talks to play a small but pivotal role in the remake of The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Right.
Ben Stiller will star and also direct. Actress Amy Adams will co-star as the female lead in that film. The original star, Danny Kaye, is a fantasy film about a man who daydreams. Other news, actor Mel Gibson signing on to play a major supporting role in Robert Rodriguez's sequel to Machete, the B-movie that played a couple of years ago.
Why in the world would he do something like that? That was a horrible movie.
I liked it.
Horrible. Oh, it's so violent. Are you kidding?
Here's the thing. It is violent, but it was fun. Here's the thing with Mel Gibson. Right. He has a movie coming out titled Get the Gringo, which he stars and also wrote the film. It cannot get a theatrical release. It's going straight to video on demand, despite the fact that I hear it's actually pretty good, which shows you where...
It's a precursor to his next movie, Get the Jews.
Yeah, well, I don't know. And one more bit of news. Lifetime TV's decision to cast Lindsay Lohan as Elizabeth Taylor in a big TV movie, in my opinion, is embarrassing. The people who made that decision, it's just stupid.
All right, so Gina Carano, to follow up what you said yesterday, is in with Vin Diesel. Evidently, The Rock is back again. He's become a part of this. And that guy, Paul Walker, isn't he the...
He's been in everyone but one, and Vin Diesel's been in everyone but, I think, two. But Vin Diesel came back to the franchise and has really elevated him to A-list action status in the
Again. And Gina will be there. She's going to play a member of the Diplomatic Security Service.
Gina will be there.
Gina will be there, right. All right, Mike. Mike's in Breezewood, Pennsylvania. What's the name of that movie, Mike?
Scarface.
Yes, it is. Al Pacino turned 72 today. We celebrate his birthday with the audio from Scarface. You got it, sir. Thank you.
Hello to my little friend.